Good afternoon, Exotic Fit. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hey, Brock. It is Madeline. I'm returning your call for Snow, the guinea pig. I'm so sorry. I had a parent talking with me, and I saw my phone ringing, and I was like, oh, my God, please leave, and I couldn't get rid of them in time.
That's all right.
So apologies. If now's a good time, like, I'm available. Otherwise, like, if you're understandably with someone, that's okay.
All good. Yeah, no, you know, all good. Well, yeah, she opened us to the express too, and she agrees that she thinks the stone is in the ureter. So, yeah, between the kidneys and the bladder.
Yep.
And it has been there since that last x-ray, definitely. So.
Okay.
She's definitely, I've never done a surgery myself, but she would do it. And she says every time she's done it, it usually go really, really well. It is abdominal surgery where we cut in, isolate the area and cut over it, remove the stone. Usually take some samples at that point for the culture as well. Close it up and then close the stomach, the abdomen up as well. And actually, apparently they fare really well in her experience. So I think that would be honestly the best option for her, Madeline. I think there's no real way I think we're going to get around sort of the root of the problem unless we can remove that stone surgically, I think.
Yes.
And she agrees. Sorry. Other things would just be, if we get to take the samples for the culture, we'll usually just drop Snow off any antibiotics for a couple of days prior, just in case the bacteria there regrow. So we get a better idea about what's there. And then typically we'll also just check Snow's kidney function as well with the blood test while he's asleep and just see that his kidneys are still functioning well. So that would be it. So yeah, have a surgery to open his ureter and then remove the stone and then close it up.
Yep.
But yeah, it probably honestly looks like about $1,300 to $1,500 as well.
Okay.
So yeah, obviously quite expensive for that, but it would probably take about at least 20 minutes or so of surgery to open him up, find the area, cut over it, remove it, take samples, suture it up, and then yeah, close the abdomen. So yeah, that's what I was ringing about. I think that's the best option for Snow. I think, you know, we can definitely keep doing the meds and things, but I'm sure it's just always going to be a lifelong problem. And I'm sure he's all, honestly probably always a little bit sore with it. Definitely.
Like I've noticed the medication, I think it has improved like his pain. I wouldn't say every single wee and poo that he does, like he doesn't make the pain noises every time, but I'm definitely like still hearing them. So like I obviously feel really bad for him and I want to do the best thing for him.
Sure.
Like I know I would say yes in a heartbeat, but I financially have to talk to my husband about it. Can I ask, like, that cost there, the $1,300 to $1,500, would there be other costs, like, you know, would he have to stay overnight, or is it very much like I would literally be in the waiting room in and out sort of situation?
Sure. Yeah, no, I think usually part of the estimate includes 24 hours with us. It includes the culture as well, medication, pre-medication, surgery time, anaesthetic time, and then the suture material. It doesn't include, like, other medications, like if he needs more pain relief. After that, but, yeah, that does include that. And then, yeah, typically with something like that, he might have to stay overnight, and often we'll give them medication, keeps their gut moving, and just time for us to make sure he's well enough to go home afterwards. But that is included in the price as well.
Okay. And would you say, like, in terms of, like, risk, just because I've had rats in the past and, like, one of them had to have her tail amputated, and I remember them saying, because, you know, they're so little, that it's a high-risk surgery. Is it similar with guinea pigs, or do you think that they do quite okay?
Did we say that about the rat here? Was that us here that said that?
No. I took my rat to Caboolture All Pets. My sausage dog had stripped her tail when my parents were supervising the rats, and literally half of her tail was exposed, just bone. So they had to amputate. They did a great job, but they did tell me, you know, like, because she's such a little thing, being on an anesthetic, like, it's, there's just that risk.
Sure.
Is it same with guinea pigs?
Yeah, I would say there's some risk, definitely. I think it's probably maybe a bit of a way for them to also just say, like, oh, if she dies, you know, like, you're aware of that. But, like, we have all the special equipment and, you know, I guess the difference between us and Gulch is we just have so much experience, definitely, and all the right sort of tools to do it as best as we can for these guys. But, you know, like, yeah, we do surgery all the time on them. You know, that's why, like, he's well, you know, he's still fairly young. Everything looks and sounds okay. Like, it should honestly go really well. But I would say there's, you know, I would say there's low risk with the anaesthetic. And then Vanessa says, yeah, low risk with the surgery as well. So I think it definitely points in all the right direction for him to do well with it. But, yeah, it's definitely still a massive procedure. And, definitely a big, financial commitment as well for the time and surgery and stuff. So, I do appreciate it's a lot of money. Like, whenever it's possible, I think we should definitely do it. And that's it. Like, it's hard when it's sort of like an all or nothing. Like, we can always sort of give him pain medication and antibiotics, but that's it. It just won't fix it. It'll always just keep him somewhat comfortable. But,
That's understandable.
Yeah, but I don't want to offer euthanasia as an alternative, but I think if it's not possible, we can, manage his pain. But it's just not gonna get better unless we do that step, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I do appreciate checking in and letting me know about that option. I'll definitely talk with my husband about it, and I think I'm in on Monday.
Cool.
With Snow.
Yep.
So hopefully by then I'll know what we're going to do next. I imagine my husband's going to have so many questions. He's on the spectrum, so likes to know every fine little detail. If I do have more questions about it, like, can I call and just whoever answers would probably know the answer, or... Is it best to talk through you?
Yeah, it's probably easier. Yeah, just want to email us. That's the easiest way. Then we all log onto the same email at work, the work email, and we just all read it and gives me time to think about it and stuff like that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, have time to get to it as well. So that would be awesome. Fine. But yeah, well, we'll see on Monday and have a chat and see what you want to do, and we'll have another look at him then too.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Brock. Really appreciate
it. All good, Madeline. All right. Take care.
Have a nice afternoon.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.